今天我们所要看的经文可能大家都很熟悉。
The scripture we're going to look at, I think, for most of you is very familiar.
我把今天的这段经文它的主题命名为只有一些得救。
And so I give it a topic, only some are saved.
所以马太福音第十三章第三节到第二十三节。
In Matthew chapter 13, 3 through 23.
让我们打开圣经，我们一同来看这段经文。
Let's open up your Bible so we can look at the scripture.
因为经文这么长，我们只看中文，如果你看英文的话，跟着一起看。
Since the scripture is quite long, we're only going to read it in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
马太福音第十三章第三节，这是耶稣所这个是马太所记载的。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。有落在土浅石头地上的，土迹不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍的。有耳可听的，就应当听。第十节，门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。因为是百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听见的，却没有听见。所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头上、地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，以是为到遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。种在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的私利、钱财的诱惑、迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，就三十倍。我17岁的时候，我听到福音。
When I was 17, I heard the gospel.
我开始读圣经,
I began reading the Bible,
参加教会,
and I've also attended church.
那么我所参加这个教会是我家乡里面唯一福音派的教会。
The church I went to was the only evangelical church in my town.
那么教会很小,
The church is very small.
不到20个人,
Not quite 20 people.
大部分的会有都是年长的人。
And most of the members are elderly.
那么自从我参加这间教会之后，
And so since I attended the church,
那么教会在很短的时间就增加了不少的年轻人。
In a very short time, the church has some new young people who come in.
那么这些年轻人跟我他们的年纪跟我差不多。
These young people's age is around my age.
那么因为来了这么多的年轻人。
Because so many young people has arrived.
那么教会突然间兴旺起来。
So the church all of a sudden grew.
那么教会在之前几十年来。
And in the previous decades.
啊，都是十几个人。
The church remained around 10 plus people.
而且是年长的。
And they are all elderly.
那么因着来了这么多的年轻人。
And since so many new people, young people came.
所以主日崇拜的时候必须要加椅子。
During the Sunday worship time, they have to add chairs.
啊，来应付这些新来的人。
To be able to sit all the newcomers.
所以每个主日几乎都爆满。
And almost every Sunday we are full to capacity.
所以我参加这间教会大约有三年的时间。
So I attended the church for about 3 years.
那么后来就来美国念大学。
And then afterwards I came to America to go to college.
那么除了我之外。
And besides myself.
大部分的年轻人后来也离开了教会。
Most of the young people left the church.
那么有些去读书。
Some went to study,
也有些去工作。
And some went to work.
那么教会再次进入这个以前荒凉那种状况。
The church, then became desolate like before.
离开教会的年轻人。
The young people who has left the church.
不是每一个人都继续的去教会。
Not every one of them continue to attend church.
其实今天只有一小部分的人仍然参加去教会。
Actually, by today, there's only a small portion of them who continue to attend church.
我是其中之一。
And I'm one of them.
那么这些年轻人他们来了教会之后。
So after these young people attend church,
他们都领受了神的话语。
They accepted God's word.
而且在教会里面很热心的侍奉。
And they serve, diligently in the church.
但是今天不是每一个人仍然的相信和跟随耶稣。
But not every one of them up to today continue to believe in Christ and follow Christ.
那么有时候我在想。
Sometimes I thought,
那么到底他们是否有真正的相信耶稣而且悔改了？
Did they really believe in Jesus and did they really repent?
那么这是我多年来思想的一个问题。
And this is something I thought about often.
那么今天这段经文提供给我一个确实的一个答案。
So the scripture today gave me a sure answer.
所以刚才我们所看的经文马太福音第13章3节到23节是主耶稣所说的一些比喻。
The scripture we just read in Matthew 13:3-23 is a parable told by Jesus.
所以我们可以把这段经文分成两部分来看。
We can separate the scripture into two parts.
那么第一部分就是撒种的比喻，从第三节到第九节。
From verse 3 to 9 is the parable itself.
然后第二部分是耶稣讲的比喻的意义，也就是从18节到23节。
And from verse 18 through 23 is when Jesus explained about the parable.
所以耶稣不只讲了这些比喻。
Not only did Jesus tell them about parable.
他也给这个比喻做了这个解释。
He also gave an explanation about the parable.
我们主耶稣在比喻里讲到种子撒在四个不同的地方。
So in the parable, Jesus said the seed were spread and they fall into four different kinds of ground.
那么撒种的人可以说是神本身或者传讲神话语的人。
So the sower of the seed can represent either God or those who share the gospel.
那么这些种子就是神的话语。
And the seed represent the word of God.
这个地土是指人的心。
The ground represent the condition of a man's heart.
所以这位撒种的人把这些种子撒在地上。
So the sower sowed the seeds.
然后有些落在这个路旁。
Some fell on the roadside.
然后有些落在这个土浅的石头上。
Some fell on the shallow ground with rocks in it.
啊，有些落在这个荆棘里。
Some fall into the cactus.
那么也有一些落在这个好土上。
And there are some that fell into good ground.
所以撒在这个四个不同的地方的种子有不同的这个后果。
So the seeds who fell on different grounds have different results.
我父亲是一位农夫。
My father is a farmer.
因此我对这个撒种的比喻有很深的体会。
So I can really understand this parable about sowing seeds.
所以小时候我经常跟我的父亲到田里去帮忙。
When I was young, I often follow my father to the field and help him.
所以有机会观察这些农作物这个耕种那个过程。
And so I had the opportunity to observe the process of farming.
有经验的农夫都知道。
Those experienced farmers know.
不是每次耕种的时候都有好的收成。
It is not a given that every time you sow, you're going to get good results.
然后除了天气以外。
Besides the weather.
也要看田地的情况还有泥土的好坏。
You have to look at the condition of the farm and also the condition of the soil.
所以这些种子落在不同的地方。
So these seeds fell on different grounds.
然后会产生不同的果效。
And they will have different results.
所以好的泥土就产生这个好的果效。
So good soil will produce good results.
这些不好的泥土就产生不好的果效。
And the bad soil will result in bad will have bad results.
同样的，当神的话语被传讲出去的时候。
And in the same way, when God's word was shared.
那么人听见了神的话语。
Man heard God's word.
那么生命是否有改变？
Whether the life is changed.
也要看人的心态他对神的话语的反应还有领受。
It depends on how his heart is and how he responds to the words.
所以在我家乡那间小教会。
So in the church, in the little church in my hometown.
那么这些年轻人他们都听了这个福音并且领受了神的话语。
These young people heard God's word, they also accepted God's word.
但是因为每一个人的心态不同。
But because everyone's heart is different,
因此神的话语在他们心中产生了不同的反应，还有这个效果。
So God's word then result in God's word affect them, and they have different results.
那么首先让我们看那个撒在路旁的那些种子。
So first off, let's look at those seed that fell on the roadside.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说。有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候就落在路旁，飞鸟也来吃尽了。
And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up.
所以撒种的时候
，So when a person sow,
那么有些落在种子落在这个路旁。
Some of the seeds fall on the roadside.
路旁的意思是指那个田里那些人行道。
Roadside means the walkway that are in the field.
人行道它的泥土非常的坚硬。
The dirt on the walkway is hard.
所以当这个种子撒在这个人行道上的时候。
So when the seed fell on the walkway,
不能够生根。
It won't grow root.
不只不能够生根还被这个飞鸟吃掉。
Not only do they not grow, but the birds will come and eat them up.
所以基本上这些撒在路旁的种子就被浪费掉了。
So basically, the seeds that fell on the walkway are wasted.
所以神的话语对于这些人来说没有产生任何的效果。
So to these people, God's word does not have any effect.
那么主耶稣除了讲了这个比喻。
So besides telling them about the parable,
然后主耶稣也讲解这些落在路旁种子的意义。
Jesus also explained the meaning of all this.
所以在第 19节主耶稣这么说。
So in verse 19, Jesus said,
他说凡听见天国道理不明白的那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road.
所以路旁坚硬的泥土是指人那种刚硬的那种心。
So the hardened soil of the walkway or the roadside represent the hardened heart of a person.
所以飞鸟是指那个恶者。
The bird represent Satan.
恶者就是魔鬼撒旦。
The wicked one or the evil one is Satan.
所以有些人听了神的话语
So some people heard God's word
没有产生任何的效果，因为恶者或者魔鬼撒旦把他夺去了。
It did not affect him because the evil one has come and snatches away the word.
那么到底是什么原因？
So why is it?
那么根据这节经文一共有两个原因。
And according to this verse there are two reasons.
那么第一就是因为他听见天国的道理不明白。
First of all, is maybe when he heard the word of God, he did not understand.
所以最大的问题就是他不明白神的话语。
The biggest problem is he did not understand God's word.
所以神的话语撒在他的心里面，也是他的内心。
And so when God's word or the seed is sown into his inner heart,
所以这个人听了神的话语，但是他不明白。
He heard God's word.But he did not understand.
因此他不能够做出任何的反应。
So he cannot then respond to the word.
那么第二个原因。
The second reason.
如果一个人不明白神的话语。
If a person does not understand God's word.
然后就很容易的受到恶者或者魔鬼撒旦的影响。
Then he is going to be easily influenced by the evil one or Satan.
那么魔鬼撒旦可以借助世俗的潮流还有思想阻止一个人来信耶稣悔改。
And Satan can use a secular ideas to influence him or to prevent him from repentance.
那么因此一个人不明白神的话语的话，他将会错过神要赐给他的救恩。
And so if a person does not understand God's word, then he's going to miss the opportunity of receiving salvation.
啊，这个是主耶稣所说的第一个比喻。
So this is the first seed.
那么第二个比喻是那些被撒在浅土的种子。
The second one are the seeds that fell on shallow ground.
第五节、第六节这么说。
Verse 5 and 6 says,
有落在土浅石头地上的土迹不深。发苗最快，日头出来的一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
所以撒种的人撒种的时候
，So when the sower sow，
我们除了撒在这个路旁。
Besides having some of the seed fell on the roadside,
那么也有些落在这个浅土石头上。
There are some that also fell on rocky, shallow soil.
那么土浅石头上是指下面是石头，但是上面只有一点点的泥土。
The kind of soil is there are rocks underneath, and then on top of it is just a thin layer of soil.
所以掉在这个土浅石头上的种子啊，吸收这个水分，然后发芽生长。
So the seed absorbs the moisture and it will sprout.
啊，但是泥土不深。
But then the soil is not deep.
那个苗的根不能够深入的成长。
The root of the root cannot.Go down to the soil.
所以当太阳一出来一晒的时候它就枯干了。
So when the sun comes out, it's gonna wither.
啊，这个撒在这个浅土石头上的种子说明一个人有很好的开始。
So this talk about a person who had a pretty good beginning.
啊，但是他所经历的只不过是短暂的。
But what he experienced is only temporary.
啊，很快就消失掉了。
And it will disappear shortly.
因为没有根基。
Because there is no root.
就好像这句经文说，因为没有根，就枯干了。
Just like the verse, this verse said, because there's no depth of, because of the shallow soil, the root will dry up.
从这两节经文，我们看到两个问题。
So from these two verses, we see two problems.
第一个问题就是泥土不够深。
The first problem is the dirt is shallow.
因为泥土不够深，那个植物的根，那个苗的根就不能够深入的成长。
Because the dirt is shallow, the root cannot take hold.
因此不能够维持这个苗的生命。
So it cannot continue, the life of the plant.
第二个问题。
Second problem.
是太阳的暴晒。
It is the harsh sun.
那么热头是指这个代表很炎热的天气，就好像今天这样。
The sun represent very very hot sun, just like today.
在这个土浅石头上沙被沙的种子，它发苗生长，起初看起来很好。
These seeds they sprout, so in the beginning of their life they look pretty good.
但是因为它的根没有深入的成长。不能够经历这个太阳的暴晒。
But because the root is shallow, it cannot establish itself, and so it cannot stand the sun's ray.
很快就会枯干了。
So they wither.
不晓得你们有没有种植这个植物的一些经历。
I don't know if you have experience planting.
在我的后院，我种了一些树。
In my backyard, I have planted some trees.
特别现在的天气这么炎热。我能够经历到这个圣经里面所说的。
And especially in this hot, dry weather, we can experience what the Bible said.
我有两棵树已经种了差将近七八年。
I have two trees that I've planted about 7 or 8 years ago.
但是我最近七年也其实不没有七年，大概是几个月前也种了一些树。
And then several months ago, I planted some other trees.
但是这两棵树种了七八年的，它能够经历太阳的暴晒。
These two trees that I planted 7 or 8 years ago can withstand the sun's ray.
因为它们已经生根成长了。
Because they have already had deep roots and they can, they continue to grow.
但是那几棵我几个月前种的，经历不起太阳的暴晒。
But the several other trees that I planted several months ago were not able to withstand the sun's ray.
所以我每天必须要去浇水。
So I have to water it every day.
而那其他的两棵我一个星期不浇水还可以。
But for the other two mature trees, I don't have to water them, maybe just, but once a week.
那么同样的主耶稣为这个落在土浅石头上的种子也做了一个解释。
So similarly, Jesus gave us an explanation.
所以在20节、21节，主耶稣这么说。
So in verses 20 and 21, Jesus said,
他说撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因为心里没有根，不过是暂时的，以致未到遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the world, immediately he falls away.
所以神的话语在这个人的生命产生了一点影响。
So God's word have a little bit of result in this person.
但是不能够持续很久。
But it didn't last long.
因为神的话语在他的心里没有生根的成长。
Because God's word did not take root in his heart.
那么这种人听了神的话语。
So for this kind of person, he heard God's word.
欢喜快乐地领受神的话语。
He accepted it with joy.
那么当生活有困难的时候，或者遇到这个逼迫的时候，他就放弃了。
But when he faced difficulty in his life or when he faced persecution, then he gives up his faith.
那很快的就把所相信的放弃了。
He'll give up his faith quickly.
所以他所相信的只不过是表面上的。
So what he believes is only on the surface.
所以主耶稣说这种信是暂时的。
So Jesus said this kind of faith is only temporary.
当这个患难和逼迫来到时候，
When affliction or persecution arise,
他就跌倒了。
He will fall.
什么是患难？
So what is affliction?
患难就是指生活里面所经历那种压力，还有这种困难。
It's talking about difficulties or pressures, of life.
然后逼迫是指这个在信仰上所受的迫害。
Persecution comes from the faith.
所以生活上的压力还有困难还有这个逼迫使到一个人会放弃他的信仰。
So, pressure, difficulty of life or persecution because of one's faith can cause a person to, fall from his faith.
其实圣经没有讲一个人信的耶稣会一帆风顺的。
Actually, in the Bible, it never said that when you believe in Jesus, your life will be smooth sailing.
其实圣经里面讲一个人信耶稣、跟随耶稣将要面对苦难。
Actually, the Bible said when you follow Jesus, then you are going to face difficulty.
在腓立比书第一章第二十九节，保罗这么说。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 1:29,
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督必要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
所以在念高中的时候我有一位朋友。
So when I was in high school, I had a friend.
他跟我去参加我家乡那间小小的教会。
He, came with me to, go to the little church in my town.
那么在这间教会很热心的一起来侍奉神。
And so he served fervently with me in that church.
我高中毕业之后我们一起到美国来念大学。
And so after we graduated from high school, we came to America to go to college.
因为在生活上所遇到那种困难。
He faced difficulty in his life.
那么他后来一直到今天没有去教会了。
So from that point on up till today, he did not go back to church.
然后他还娶了一个不信主的太太。
And he also married a non-believer.
那么是的，患难或者迫害会使到一个人放弃他自己的信仰。
Affliction and persecution can cause someone to give up his faith.
那么但是主耶稣在马太福音第十章第二十二节这么说。
But Jesus said in Matthew 10:22,
然后并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved.
那么这个是主耶稣所说的第二个比喻。
So this is the second parable Jesus said.
那么第三个比喻就是撒在这个荆棘里面的这个种子。
The third one are the seeds that fall into the cactus.
在第七节主耶稣说 有落在荆棘里的荆棘长起来就把它挤住了。
Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out.
所以撒种的人当他撒种的时候
So when the sower sowed his seeds,
那么种子除了落在有些落在路旁
Some of the seeds besides falling into the roadside,
然后有一些落在这个土浅的石头上。
Some fell in the rocky, shallow dirt.
那么也有一些落在这个荆棘里。
And there are others that fell among the thorns.
不晓得你们知道什么是荆棘。
Do you know what thorns are?
那么落在荆棘里的种子不能够好好的生长。
The seeds that fell among the thorns cannot grow properly.
因为荆棘长起来的时候就把它们挤住了。
Because then the thorns choked them out.
你们知道什么是荆棘吗？现在
？Do you know what thorns are?
知道吗
？Do you know?
如果你有耕种的过的话，你就知道什么是荆棘。
If you have ever planted anything, you will know what thorns are.
然后荆棘是没有用途的一种植物。
The thorns are useless.
它们很坚硬。
They are harder. They are hard.
不能够折断。
You cannot break them.
那么除此之外，他们的生存力非常的非常的强。
And they are able to adapt.
不能够死去，不容易死去。
They don't die easily.
所以这个荆棘通常比这个农作物长得更快。
So the thorns usually grow much better than what you planted.
啊, 把这个肥料都去收掉,
they'll suck up all the nutrients.
直到农作物不能够成长,
and cause the vegetation not be able to grow.
那么对于一位农夫来说, 这些经济真是很讨厌的东西,
and so to a farmer, the thorns are, they are miserable.
所以好像之前的两个比喻, 主耶稣也为这个比喻说了, 讲解这个解释。
So just like before, Jesus also explained about this parable.
所以在22节, 主耶稣这么说,
so in verse 22, Jesus said,
他说撒在荆棘里的, 就是人听了道, 后来有世上的, 私利, 钱财的迷惑, 把道挤住了, 不能结实。
And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
所以这个人听了神的话语,
this person heard God's word.
他不反对神话, 神话语所说的,
he did not reject God's word.
但是后来因着这个生活里面的忧虑, 还有钱财的迷惑,
but then because of worries of the of life and also deceitfulness of wealth.
啊, 把这个神的话语挤住了,
and they it choked the word.
啊, 不能够结出果子来,
and it became unfruitful.
所以荆棘在这节经文里面, 我们可以分成两个意思来看。
So thorns in this parable represent two things.
啊, 第一种荆棘就是世上的那种忧虑。
The first kind is the worry of the world.
世上的忧虑就是在指那个生活里面那些事情。
Worries of the world represent things in our lives.
那些占据我们人心的那种事情。
Those things that occupy our hearts.
所以人通常为了这个吃而穿来忧虑。
Men not usually worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear.
那么忧虑, 将来是否有好的日子过?
They worry about whether I'm going to live fine in the future.
所以在路加福音, 21章34节, 主耶稣这么说,
so in Luke 21 verse 34, Jesus said,
他说你们要谨慎, 恐怕因贪嗜醉酒, 比今生的私利, 勒住你们的心, 那日子就如同网罗突然临到你们。
Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
所以主耶稣提醒我们要谨慎。
Jesus reminds us to be on guard.
那恐怕这个今生的私利累住我们的心。
So that our hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation.
那么这个是第一种经济的意义。
So this is the first meaning.
那么第二种经济的意义是指那个金钱的迷惑。
So the second meaning is the deception from wealth.
所以迷惑是指欺骗、误导或者引诱的意思。
And the worries represent the temptation and deception.
所以金钱的迷惑是指金钱所带来那种引诱。
And so the it talk about the deception come from wealth.
所以金钱能够使到一个人失去理智。
Money can cause a person to lose the reasoning.
啊, 不能够辨别什么是真什么是假的。
Cannot discern what is true, what is false?
啊, 什么好的什么坏的?
What is good and what is bad?
我所认识的一位教会的一位朋友,
I know of a friend from church.
因为受到这个金钱的迷惑,
because he was bound by money.
然后后来把自己的信仰也放弃了。
He later even gave up his faith.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第六章第九节第十节这么说。
Paul said in 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 and 10,
他说, 但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑, 落在网罗, 而许多无知有害的私欲里, 叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
啊，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，就用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以耶稣以这个经济来比喻世上的忧虑，还有这个钱财的迷惑。
So Jesus used temptation of the money and wealth to tell us about temptation from all these.
He used the parable of the thorn to illustrate the worry of life and the temptation for money. 那么世上的忧虑和金钱的迷惑好像这个荆棘一样。
So the words of life and money is just like the thorns.
啊，把这个神的话语把它挤住。
And it crushes God's word.
然后使到一个人虽然领受了神的话语，但是不能够结出果子来。
So even though a person have received God's word, he cannot be fruitful.
然后主耶稣说，世上的私利和金钱的迷惑会使到一个人放弃自己的信仰。
So Jesus said the worries of the world and temptation of money or wealth can cause somebody to give up his faith.
所以人的心好像一个容器一样。
Man's heart is just like a vessel.
啊，只能容纳有限的东西。
It can only hold so much.
啊，如果人的心装满这些忧虑，还有这些钱财的这个观念呢，意念。
If the heart is full of worries or the temptation from wealth,
啊，就会把神的话语挤住了。
And it will crush God's word.
那么他心里就不能产生任何的效果。
Then in his heart, he will not have any result.
如果一个人他的心存着这个贪恋钱财的意念。
If a person, is lusting after money,
啊，太过关心自己的需要。
And he only think about what he needs.
而且为这个世上生活的事情来忧虑。
And he worries about things in daily living.
然后这个人不会信靠神的。
Then this person would not trust God.
所以这个是主耶稣所说的第三个比喻。
And so this is the third parable Jesus talked about.
最后第四个比喻。
The fourth one.
那么这些种子除了落在这个路旁。
So besides, the seeds besides falling on the roadside.
我们落在这个土浅石头上。
Besides falling in the rocky shallow soil.
落在这个荆棘里面。
Besides falling in the thorns.
我们最后主耶稣说那些种子落在好土上。
And there are also seeds that fall in good soil.
所以在第八节这里说又有落在好土里的就结实。有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍。
And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
所以这个好土是指那些很肥沃，而且没有这个石头还有荆棘的那些泥土。
So the good soil means the seeds fall not on firm ground, not in the thorn, and not in shallow.
所以这种泥土对这个农夫来说或者是耕种来说是一个最理想的一个泥土。
This kind of soil is ideal for someone planting.
那么当这个种子撒在这个好土上的时候。
And so when the seed fell on good dirt.
啊，它将会很健全的成长。
He will grow normally.
啊，并且结出这个果子来。
And he will bear fruit.
啊，一百倍、六十倍、三十倍
，a hundredfold, sixtyfold, or thirtyfold。
所以一百倍是很好的这个丰收。
So hundredfold is bountiful。
啊，六十倍是非常好。
Sixtyfold is still very good。
那么三十倍很不错了。
And thirtyfold is not bad。
所以你可以想象到为什么他说一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
So you can imagine why he said a hundredfold, 60 and 30.
那就是三十倍已经很不错了。
Because even if it's 30-fold, it's still not bad.
如果一百倍、六十倍是 真的是了不起了。
Hundredfold and sixtyfold, you are very, very good.
那么最后主耶稣也为这个撒在这个好土上的比喻也讲了这个也说了这个解释。
So Jesus gave the explanation about this also.
所以在23节他说撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了后来结实有100倍有60倍有30倍。
And the one on whom seed was sown on a good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30.
所以这个人听了神的话语他明白了。
So this person heard God's word and he understood.
啊，刚才第一种人就是那些撒在路旁的种子。
Just now we talk about those who fell on the roadside.
啊，他不明白。
He did not understand God's word.
因此，神的话语对他来说没有在他生命里没有任何的反应。
And that's why God's word did not have any kind of result in his heart.
啊，但是那些听了神话语而且明白的人，他会做出反应。
But the one who heard God's word and understood it, there will be result.
那么好像这些撒在好土的种子里面啊，他们结出这个果子来。
Just like the seed that fell on good soil, they will bear fruit.
所以在田里的农作物有两种。
So there are two kinds of plants in the field.
那么一种会结果子的。
There is a kind that will bear fruit.
那么另外一种不会结果子的。
And the other kind that will not.
所以落在这个好土的种子结出果子来。
So those who fell in good soil bear fruit.
果子是什么意思？
What is he referring to about the fruit?
我们在圣经里面果子是指圣灵的果子。
And in the Bible, fruit refers to the fruits of the Spirit.
所以在加拉太书第五章22节到23节保罗这么说。
So in Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23 it says,
而圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
那么落在这个好土的种子跟这个约翰福音第十五章主耶稣所说那个葡萄树和枝子的那个比喻有点相似。
So these good seeds that fell on good dirt are similar to what Jesus said in John chapter 15 about the vine,
and the branches. 那么只有那些结在葡萄树的枝子才会结出这个葡萄来。
Only those branches that are connected to the branch will bear fruit, will bear grape.
换句话说，就是一个人跟耶稣有关系或者密切关系的人才会结出果子来。
In other words, only a person who has a relationship with Jesus will bear fruit.
那么严格的来说，
In a strict sense,
啊，只有那些生命里结出果子的人才是得救的人。
Only those who bear fruit are the one who are saved.
那么从这个比喻里面，我们看到有四种撒在不同的土地的那些种子。
So from this parable, we saw four kinds of dirt that the seeds fell on.
只有撒在这个好土上的种子结出这个果实来。
Only those seeds that fell on good soil can bear fruit.
那些落在路旁或者这个浅土石头上或者荆棘里面的种子都不能够结出果子来。
The seeds who fall on the roadside, on the shallow dirt, or in the thorn will not bear fruit.
所以这个比喻让我们看到只有一些人得救的。
So this parable tells us only some are saved.
只有那些撒在好土的种子，那些人才是得救的。
Only those who have good soil, are saved.
啊，比例上来说，只有四分之一的人得救。
So in the ratio, it's only a quarter of the people.
那福音临到很多人。
The gospel come to many people.
啊，但是只有一部分的人是得救的人。
But only some are saved.
有很多人听到神的话语。
There are many people who heard God's word.
然后甚至参加教会。
They even joined the church.
但是不是每一个人都得到神的救恩。
But not everyone will receive salvation.
那么一个人得一个得救的人，生命里面必须要结出果子来。
For a saved person, his life must bear fruit.
如果生命没有果子，等于不得救。
If his life does not bear any fruit, it means he is not saved. Let us meditate on today's message. In this parable, there are four kinds of soil.
但是只有一种是好土。
Only one kind is the good kind.
直到这个种子落在好土上，能够结出这个果子来。
And as the seed fall on good soil, it can bear fruit.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们明白这个比喻。
Our dear Father God, please help us to understand this parable.
明白你所说的。
Understand what you said.
因此我们在我们的生命里面能够结出这个果子来。
So that we can bear fruits in our lives.
以致我们成为一个得救的人。
So that we are saved.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.